Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. This is the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? The title of our episode today, Social Mediocre. I went in this morning and put the question mark on it, which is why there is a one in the URL line. And it is a question. First of all, I don't know that I could say I am an expert on social media. I don't think anybody gets a degree in social media. I certainly did not grow up using it. It was a tremendous part of my professional life that I didn't have access to it or didn't know it existed. But it is something to think about. We didn't have a show last week because it was Good Friday, but the one before that, holy cow, Caitlin Suica from Avidia Bank up in Massachusetts just blew up our social media results, the most listened to show of 2018. And I think you would say this is social media, Blog Talk Radio, what is basically an audio blog when we don't have a guest. I thought, I don't want to put pressure on anybody and say, oh, you've got to be the next guest on the show that was just the most listened to show of the year, which is basically ensuring that person that yours is not going to be the most listened to show of the year, if that's important to you, and it's probably not. And I thought, well, I'll do the audio blog today by myself, and that way I can statistics and kind of even things out from Caitlin's appearance on the show, because it was actually really, really good. And, you know, one of the biggest mistakes I ever made as a professional, and again, this was before you could, you know, hashtag this and hashtag that, was saying, I'm only going to do business within this particular marketplace. And so that's been one of the big changes in my brand. What about your brand? Are you leaving your audience wanting more? 20 years ago, the social media strategy really wasn't part of that equation. I always talk about, do you remember when the rumor became the reality? You had heard about something called MySpace and classmates.com. And then it was, I heard this thing called Facebook, but I think it's just for the kids. And I was at a conference up in Colorado, a Q's event, and one of the professionals there, hey, are you on LinkedIn? And it's like, wow, gosh, there's another social media channel I'm not on and have never heard of. And then Ann Dieter Gallagher from Pennsylvania was the first person who told me, oh, you've got to be on here. You got to start tweeting. Now, remember the first time you heard that? You've got to start tweeting. And I'm like, what in the world does this have to do with aviary things? Anyway, social mediocre question mark, you know, from bold to boring. Where are you? Where is your brand? Where is your banking brand on that social media spectrum? I mean, I think I may have done a show called Social Mediocre way back when. I mean, when you've done, gosh, how many shows now, you know, 48 a year for 8 years, I can't do the math, but 400 some odd shows. I remember it was certainly while, see, it would have gone back to like 2012, 13, 14, 15 time period, certainly before the election. And I just said, I'm going to spend another year tweeting out all of this mindless stuff, you know, hey, it's a national something, you know, it's national, you know, kiss your dog day or whatever. Are we going to spend another year using social media to let people know that we're closed on federal holidays, when in reality, your brand is actually probably open on those federal holidays because of the online environment that led us to social media. Some idiotic meme, these things where people are like, it's like they're caught in a loop. We used to call that back when I was young, like the record was skipping and it wasn't fun to listen to. And I don't get it. People say it's national, you know, glazed donut day, and a credit union or a trade organization will post somebody biting on the donut, but back and forth. And it's, what was the point of that? You're just getting in the way of stuff that I idiotic meme, you know what I'm talking about. The politically correct Christmas and Easter thing, or no, we're just not going to say anything. I don't know. As we start the second quarter, I just want to talk about the good and bad I see out there, some things that I've, you know, read. I'm going to do the tweet of the week, but I'm not. I'm not going to do it. I'm Generation X. I can never claim to represent the majority of anything, not even my own generation. So just because I think things are good or bad doesn't mean that everybody does, but it's an audio blog. It is supposed to be an editorial to some extent. And of course, something I did kind of cool Monday afternoon. I spent an afternoon, a couple hours in the digital online marketplace, just kind of walked around the way you might if you go to the brick market in Newport or some other fancy place to go shopping when you're out traveling. I did it online and it was very interesting. It's conference quality information without the expense report, and we'll be right back after I find the bump right after this.
You're literally listening to the Power of Performance.
Thank you, Carol King. I have that effect on people. Social mediocre? Late edit on the show this morning. I had to put a question mark because what do I know? I'm not exactly Justin Bieber over here with 16 gazillion followers on anything. Let's see here. For my part, I think if you count Blog Talk Radio as a social media channel, and I do, by the way, for all of those of you who have tried this and miserably at it. I do believe this is a social media channel. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram for my other radio show, and Twitter and LinkedIn. That's sort of my suite of social media. But I'm talking about, especially for right now, primarily banking brands or any brands. And so I was thinking, where are you on that scale? From bold to boring or from boring to bold, however you want to imagine it. And I looked at always a financial brand. I think they do just the best take on the banking marketplace. Plus, it's where I met an awesome brand last year in Las Vegas. Just an awesome, awesome bank up in Clarksville, Tennessee. I was thinking about, you know, I want to find out what are the things that are people even saying that can make your social media strategy or your social media better. And like I said, I do follow, and you can decide whether this is empirical evidence. I certainly don't think it's anecdotal evidence. I follow dozens of banking brands. It's not 100, but it's more than 20 or 30, and brands that service the banking industry. And I'm kind of applying grades to them as I'm thinking of them. I don't know that I would put mine in the bold category. It's probably somewhere. I don't hope it's not boring. I don't think it's boring. If the show were boring, we wouldn't have been doing it since 2010. So I went to the financial brand, and this was an article. It was posted earlier this year, January. Lisa Joyce, senior staff writer for the financial brand. It's 10 things that, you know, kind of use to evaluate where you are on that continuum of boring to bold. I'm certainly not going to read all 10 of them. In fact, the first time we ever did the tweet of the week, it was the person that tweeted the top 100 financial advisors in America. And I just thought to myself, even if you read one every 10 seconds, you're going to be there for an hour. Who is going to read a list of 100 anything? I mean, do you want to be the person that says, well, I picked number 93. He's told me to put all of my retirement into a Bitcoin enterprise and click on this ad. He'll send me the link. I mean, it's like 100 of what? I love the financial brand, but if you're going to do a story, then you're going to do a top 10 list in the marketplace. Remember, the tempo of the marketplace has changed. I would do top five. To the top five. I even now, looking at this story this morning, I've not read the entire thing. But the one that jumped out at me that got my attention, I think makes sense, is, you know, obviously be visual. I think we've all got that figured out. But it says focus on micro moments. And I thought that was interesting because I don't know that you can social media. So what is your social media strategy? I don't know that you can have one. You never know. You know, some people, they're going to use social media this weekend up in New England to let people know that maybe some of their branches that are normally open half day on Saturday and be closed because yet another, think of all the social media space that's been taken up with this concept of global warming. You know what? Go somewhere in the Irish part of Boston this weekend and just find some tough looking Irish guy throwing back a pie and go up to him this weekend and say, you know what? We got to do more about global warming. Let me know what happens. Let me know what happens when you get back from the emergency room. I mean, for all this time that's been spent on that, you know, anyway, micro moments. I didn't know it was going to be snowing up in New England this weekend. Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes it's something very serious, a banking, a robbery. Hey, the such and such branch is closed, you know, with police investigate. YZ. So sometimes I think it is, I when I think of social media, I think of it being very extemporaneous. And by definition, extemporaneousness, I don't know how you say that, I don't think you can have a strategic plan for that. And so I think, I don't know that I would say what is really mediocre is the amount of time I think some brands spend on planning out their social media strategy. People really sit down at a bank and say, okay, what's our social media strategy second quarter of 2018? Who knows what's going to happen? You never, ever really know. But I like this focus on micro moments. And when they happen, you capture them. And they broke them down into four categories, which I will read the four. I want to know. Yes, I would. If the branch that I go to every Saturday morning, or I need to be there with an elderly family member, or maybe I'm going there myself to do something, I do want to know if it's going to be closed. Maybe you are closing up because of the weather. I don't really know. The guy on the TV doesn't say, oh, and by the way, it's snowing today in Framingham. All of these banks are going to be closed. The other one is I want to go. Okay. I saw it today. Wright-Patterson Credit Union in Ohio had a cool tweet. It's a picture, so it was visual, and it captured a micro moment in the context of a year, a lunch hour and a half. It was just the credit union, and I like Wright-Patterson. I followed them because my brother still has an account at Wright-Patterson from when he was there with the Air Force, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and it was just, hey, if you come to our, I think it was their headquarters, they had these two food trucks. I thought, that's cool. Okay, that's actually pretty cool. My house today to go, but some people will. So I want to go. Then there's I want to buy. Listen, if you're a banking brand, yes, believe it or not, social media is there to help you sell more of your products, to market your products, and don't be afraid of that. And then of course the I want to do. I do want a car. I do want to buy a home. Hey, look at that. So I don't know. I think it is finding the balance between information and community involvement. And I think when you do that the right way, it's fascinating. Real quick, on Monday, I turned off my phone and I just said, I'm going to go over to LinkedIn and click on the first quote-unquote ad that I see or something like that, a company, and just see where it takes me. And it was fascinating. So I'm going to do a show about this maybe later this month about the digital consumer, that it literally is at least half a generation evolving right now that researches and pre-searches and buys and without ever putting their phone down. Now I used my computer, so I wasn't, maybe I should do it on my phone too. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Hey, listen, don't be so mediocre. Just go look at some of these brands that do a great job of it and do what they do. Don't think too hard on this one. I think it's if you want to look at it, if your young people and your family think it's cool, you're probably doing a good job. Hey, my name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of Eloquent Online in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
That's all, folks.